The shir tonight is on Yonah, which we read at Mincha on Yom Kippur as the Haftorah. And the title of the shir tonight is The Sailor's Fear of Hashem. I wanted to talk about or discuss a story in the first parak of Yonah. It's an interesting story, and the story talks about Yiras Hashem. I wanted to focus on that concept, the concept of Yiras Hashem as brought about through the story in the first parak of Yonah. So we'll read through the story first, and it's an interesting story. I think we're all familiar with it, and we'll focus on the Yira, the fear of the sailors in the story. We're going to start from Perek Gimel in Yonah. It's Perek Aleph Pasuk Gimel in Yonah, and we'll take it from there. It says, "Vayakom Yonah livroach Tarshisha milifnei Hashem, vayered Yafo vayimsa oniya bar Sarshish vayitain schara, vayered ba lavo imahem Tarshisha milifnei Hashem." Okay, so Yonah, he was escaping. And the story, the basic story behind the escape is that Hashem told him to go to Nineveh and give this nevuah to them in order to get them to do tshuva, and he didn't want to go, which is a different shir. Instead, he decides to escape. So he goes. He decides to escape to this this sea called Tarshisha from before Hashem, meaning he went to Chutz La'aretz. He goes to Yafo. He finds a boat that's going there. He gives them the money, and he ends up going with them to Tarshisha from Hashem. Okay, Vahashem heitil ruach gedola el hayom vayhi sar gadol bayom vaani achish vali shaver. So Hashem, he brought about this great wind, and there was a great storm in the sea, and the boat that Yonah was on was going to break. It was going to be destroyed. Vayiru hamalachim vayizaku ish el elohav vayatilu es hakelim asher baaniya el hayom lahakel me'alehem v'yonah yarad el yarkasei asfina. So the sailors, the malachim, they're very afraid. And they end up calling out each one to their own gods. And they throw all the heavy kalim, all the heavy utensils off the ship in order to make it lighter. And Yonah, he decides to go down to the bottom of the boat and he falls asleep. Okay. Vayikrav elav rav hachovel vayomer lo malacha nirdom kum kra el elokecha ulay yisashes Ha'elokim lanuv lonoved. So the head, the captain of the ship, he goes to Yonah and he says, "What are you doing sleeping? Get up, call out to your God, and maybe he'll think about us, and we won't be destroyed. We won't perish." Vayomru ish al rehu lechu v'napila goralos v'neida b'shalmi hara'a zos lanu v'yapila goralos v'yipola goral al Yonah. They decided to set up a lottery system to determine who was at fault and who created the situation. And the lottery, the lots, fell out on Yonah. Okay, Vayomer elav, they say to him, Hagida, tell us, Hagida no lanu, ba'asher lemi hara azos lanu, ma malachtecha u'ma'ayin tavo ma'artzecha ve'emizeh am ata. So they say to the person who's the cause of this evil, meaning Yonah, they say, what's your job? And where are you coming from? What's your land? And what nation do you belong to? Vayomer alehem ivri anochi. So he says, Yonah says back to them, I'm a Jew, I'm an ivri. Ve'es Hashem elokei hashamayim ani yarei asher asa es hayom ve'es hayabasha. And the God who of the skies, of the heavens, that's who I fear, who created the sea and created the land. Vayiru anashim yira gedola. So they had a great fear. The same sailors had a great fear. Vayomru elav, and they said to him, "Ma zos asisa? What have you done?" Ki yadu ha'anashim ki milifnei Hashem huvoreach ki gidlahem. They understood that Yonah was trying to run away from Hashem. Vayomru elav, they say, "Ma naaselach? What should we do with you?" V'yishtok hayom yalenu, to quiet the sea. Ki hayom holech v'soer, because the sea was getting worse and worse. Vayomer alehem. So what does Yonah say? Sauni vahatiluni alayam. Throw me into the sea. V'yishtok hayom alechem. It'll quiet down. Ki yodea ani ki v'shali asar gadol azeh alechem. Because I know that it's because of me that this great storm occurred. Vayachteru ha'anashim la'ashiv el hayabasha v'lo yacholu ki hayom holech v'so'er alehem. So the sailors, they try to go back to the land, but they weren't able to because there was this great storm in the sea. And it was a nace, it was hashgacha from Hashem, and they weren't able to go back. Vayikru el Hashem, vayomru, Ana Hashem, al na novda benefesh isha zev, al titain alenu dam naki, ki ata Hashem kasher chafatzta asisa. So they end up calling out to Hashem, and they say to Hashem, please don't destroy us because of this soul, and don't blame us for his death, because you are Hashem, whatever your desires you do. What do? Vayisu es Yonah vayatiluhu el hayom vayamod hayom mizapo. They throw Yonah into the sea, and the sea, it calms down. Vayiru, this is strange also at the end. Vayiru on Hashem, yira gedola es Hashem. Vayizbuchu zevach la Hashem, vayidru nidarim. In the end, the Anashim, the sailors, had a great fear of God, very strong fear. It says, Vayiru Anashim Yira Gedola as Hashem, Vayizbuchu Zevach LaHashem Vayidru Nidarim. And they end up deciding to bring korbanos to Hashem, and they make Nidarim. Okay? So just to summarize the story, in a brief way, Yonah tries to escape, and he goes on the ship with the sailors. There's a big storm created by God as Hashgacha, and they determine that Yonah was at fault, and then they end up throwing Yonah back into the sea, and the sea stops. And that's the basic summary of the story. But within the story, there's a couple of points, which I bolded on the source sheets in number one, where it says that there was a yira, there was a fear of the sailors. The first is in Pasuk Hei. It says, Vayiru ha-malachim vayizaku ish el elohav, that the malachim, they were very afraid that the boat was going to be destroyed, and they end up calling out each one to their own gods. And then after Yonah says to them that I fear Hashem, who created the Yam and the Yabasha, it says in Pasuk Yud, in the bold, Vayiru anashim yir gedola. All of a sudden, they had this great fear, and it seems like it was a fear of Hashem. So they changed from Avodah Zarah. At first they were calling out to their gods, and then it says Vayiru Anashim Yor Gedola. They had a great fear of God, and even in Yud Dalet it says Vayikru Al Hashem. They call out to God. Before they were calling out to their own gods, but now they're calling out to Hashem. And then the last pasuk it says Vayiru Anashim Yor Gedola again. That the sailors had a yira, they had a big fear of Hashem, and they decide to bring korbanos and to make nedarim, and they make nedarim. So what's strange about these pasukim? I think there's a very basic question on the nature of the yira, of the fear of the sailors. What is troublesome about how the story depicts their yira? And I'm asking this to somebody on the phone line if they could offer possibility. Why would you say that the yira of the sailors is troublesome from a philosophical standpoint?
Well, it seems strange that they would all of a sudden believe in God, in Hashem.
Okay, good. So the question is, it seems strange that they would all of a sudden believe in Hashem. At first, they have this fear of their own gods, and they call out to their own gods, and then for some reason, because Yonah says that his God, he fears Hashem, all of a sudden their yira changes, and they have a yira of God, and so much so that they call out to God, and at the end of the story it says that they had this great fear of God, Yira Gedola. So it seems strange.
Also, how would they know for certain that the storm was caused by Yonah?
Good. All right, good. Well, that the story tells us. The story tells us that they had a lottery system, and they knew through the lots. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, but that seems a little funny to me.
Okay. All right, good.
That they would rely on the lottery system and then assume that was from God.
Okay, good question. We're going to address that, definitely.
I always think like a lottery system would be like a Avodah Zarah.
Okay, good. All right, so we're going to address that. Definitely, good question. So the lottery seems like it's in line with Avodah Zarah. I think there's also a bigger question, a much broader question on the whole story, which is, and it's the premise of the question is similar to Tamar's question, which was, it seems strange that they switched over so quickly. There's a general principle that an emunah, faith in Hashem based on miracles, at least the Rama maintains this, that a faith in miracles is not really the appropriate method to believe in God. And if you look at number two in the Rambam, it's Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah Perek Ches Halacha Aleph. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu lo haminu bo Yisrael mipnei ha'oso she'asa. So the Jewish people, they didn't believe in Moshe because of the miracles that he did. Shamamin al pia osos yesh belibo dofi. If you believe in God based on miracles, there's always doubt in your heart. She'efshar she'yase ha'os belat v'chishuf. Because it's always possible, in the back of your mind, you always think that this was done through magic. Ela kola oso she'asa Moshe b'midbar l'fiat sorech asa'am. Everything that was done, according to the Rambam, everything that was done in the Midbar was just done out of necessity. Lo lahavi raya al ha'nevuah. It's not to prove nevuah. Hayetzarech lahashgiyah es ha'mitrium kara es ha'yam v'hitzlilam besocha. So when the Mitrium needed to be drowned, the yam was broken into two, and then they sunk inside of the yam. Tzarchinu l'mazon horid lanu es ha'man. When we needed food, then we had the miracle of the man. Tzamu baka lahenes ha'even. When they were thirsty, the rock was split. Kafru bo adas Korach bala osan ha'aretz. When Korach rebelled, the ground swallowed them up. V'chein shar kol ha'osos, all the miracles. Uvameha minu bo, how do they come to believe in him, in Moshe Rabbeinu, and also in Moshe Rabbeinu, but Mamad Har Sinai, by Mamad Har Sinai, She'inenu ra'u v'lo zar, v'aznenu shamu v'lo acher, ha'ish v'akolos v'alapidim, v'hu nigash al ha'rafel, v'akol medaberila, v'anu shomim, Moshe Moshe, leichem or lehem kach v'kach. We were there, we were present, and they saw the whole event of Har Sinai, how Moshe was brought close, and they heard a voice that said, go tell them this and this. V'cheinu omer, panim b'panim diber Hashem imachem. It says that Hashem spoke to you, panim b'panim. V'nemar, and it says, lo esavosinu koras Hashem esabrisazos. Uminayin shemamad har sinai levado hi arayel nevuaso shi emesh ein bodofi. So Har Sinai is the only proof, and there's no doubt. Shenemar, hinyanochi boi lecha ba'av heinan ha'anan ba'avur yishma am bedabrimach v'gam mecha ya'aminu le'olam. Mechla shekodim davar zeh lo he binu bo ne'amanos shi omedes le'olam ela ne'amanos sheish acharei hirur u'machshava. Okay, so the Rambam is saying that by Moshe Rabbeinu, the belief in Moshe Rabbeinu and his nevuah could not be based on miracles. Why? Because whenever a miracle is done, you're never sure whether it was done with magic or it was done in reality by God. So it's not a good proof. And there's always doubt in your mind. And therefore, they needed Har Sinai in the Midbar to believe in Moshe and Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah. So I wanted to, I mean, it's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu in specific and the belief in him, but in general, you see that belief in anything based on a miracle, belief in God, belief in Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah, it would seem like a miracle is not really the optimal method to prove or to create a Yiras Hashem or belief in God. So it seems strange to me that the whole story in Yonah over here depicts a changing of the Yira from the Yira of Avodah Zarah to Yiras Hashem, but it seems to be premised on the miracle that occurred. And that to me is odd because it's based on something that could create doubt. So why is Yonah focusing? Why is this sefer focusing on this story? If the whole idea of believing based on miracles is there's a problem with that. It's based on or it creates doubt. It's not a real full belief. Okay, so that was the question that I think is a strong question on this story, on the year of the sailors. Okay, anybody have any possibilities as to why? Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know, there's something else that was funny about the lottery. Like, why would they even think to do a lottery? I mean,
okay, good.
Why would they think, how do they come to the conclusion that it's from one person? So I was kind of thinking maybe that, like, Yonah just created some kind of an impression on them because of the way he was and what he was doing.
Okay, so you think Yonah created an impression upon them? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, it could be, definitely. You mean that's why they resorted to the Gorolos, because they sensed something about Yonah. Yeah, definitely could be true. We'll see. I think we're gonna go into it in more depth in the following moments in the shir. But first, the first question I just wanted to address was the major question, which is the Yira is premised on the miracle, and we don't really believe in things based on miracles, according to the Rambam. So how would the Rambam explain this story? Okay, so it's kind of a trick question because there's an answer, and with the answer, you're going to see that there's two different ways of learning the story. They're diametrically opposed to one another. Later on in Yonah, in Parak Beis, the next parak in Yonah, it's Pasuk Tes. Yonah was in the dog, he was in the fish, and he has a tefillah. And in his tefillah, this is source number 3 on the source sheets, it says, Mishamrim Havle Shav Chazdom Ya'azovu. So he says that those who keep worthless futilities abandon their kindness. Va'ani, but I, b'kol todah as b'cholach, asher nadarti ashalema, Yeshua Sala Hashem, with a voice of thanks, I will sacrifice to you that which I vowed, I will fulfill, Yeshua Sala Hashem, salvation is the Lord's. Okay, this is part of Yonah's tefillah. And if you look at the Radak over there, in number 4, he says, Mishamrim Havle Shav, Anshe Asvina Shahayu Ovdim Elilim, Vehem Mishamre Havle Shav, Yadati, Sha'achar Shinimlitu Minhatsara, Ya'azvu Chasdom, Shiyiros Hashem, Vizaku Elov, Vinadr Nidarim, Lo Yikaimu, Masha Nadru, Viashuvu Lavodas Eloheim, Aval Ani Lochain, Ki Bekol Todah Ez Becholacha. What does the Radak say? He says that the Anshe Sfina in the tefillah of Yonah, he's pointing out a distinction between himself and the sailors. He says the sailors, which used to worship the Elilim, and they were Mishamri Hevle Shav, they believed in worthless futilities and they guarded it. Once they were saved from the Tzara, they would abandon the kindness and their year of Hashem and the fact that they cried out to him, and all the Nidarim that they made, they will not fulfill. And they will go back to worshiping their idols. But me, I'm different. Yonah says, "Ani lochein ki bekol todah ez becholach lecha," because I will bring a korban. I will bring a sacrifice as a source of thanks to you. Okay, and if you go on in the Radak, he says, "Vani bekol todah sheodecha bekol todah besoch kahal veez becholacha zevach todah kasher nadarti." I will bring you a korban, like I said, as I vowed, Yeshua saw Hashem, perish for Omer, kiya Yeshua Hashem, salvation is Hashem's, levado, shehoshieni bepelagadol sheasali, because Hashem had saved and brought about salvation to Yonah through the nace that occurred to him, the big nace that occurred to him. Okay, so what's the Radak saying? He's actually proving this idea. So the answer to the question, according to the, based on the Rambam, that the Radak is saying, is that the very story is teaching you that a person could experience a great sense of Yira in the moment, because of the fact that their emotions are strong and high, and they see this great nace, but eventually that fades away. And Yonah is contrasting himself to the sailors. And the Radak's pointing out later on that in the tefillah of Yonah, the Radak actually mentions the fact that the sailors will return to Avodas Elilim eventually, and everything that they said to do and all their yira was worthless, and it was based on a temporary emotional high. And eventually it'll go away, but I'm different. Yonah's saying he's different. And if you look closely at the psukim, why is Yonah different? Because Yonah says that he's going to bring a korban based on thanks, because of the Yeshua that was brought upon him. See, Yonah's not focusing on the nace. He's focusing on, you know, the salvation, the result of the nace, that he was saved. And his belief wasn't based on the nace itself or the greatness of the nace. It was based on the result of the nace and his akar satov for being saved. But the sailors, on the other hand, the sailors' yira was based on emotions and based on the high of being saved from this tzara.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Would you say that the revelation at Sinai, Mamre HaSinai, was in a way a nace, that the whole nation witnessed, and that was why they accepted the Torah?
Good question. It wasn't really a witnessing of the nation. They were actually participants in the Nevuah. They were prophesizing themselves. So there's a difference between being a participant in the prophecy versus witnessing a nace. When you yourself experience a prophecy, it's different than seeing a nace. They weren't observers. They were actually prophesying.
Saying that they were active participants in receiving the Torah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And in the Nevuah of Har Sinai, they were participants. They actually were involved in the Nevuah. They weren't just witnessing it as bystanders. But it's a good question. But anyways, back to that is a great question. But the point is that the Rambam's idea is confirmed by the Radak. The Rambam's idea that basing your faith on a miracle won't eventually last is proven by the Radak. The Radak says that very point in the Pesukim later on, that Yonah is contrasting his own belief in God and his own thanks to God from the sailors, that the sailors was based on the nace, and therefore it would fade away. And on the other hand, by Yonah, his was based on a genuine Hakar Satov, which is not just an emotional idea, but it's also based on understanding and based on the Yeshua Hashem, recognizing the greatness of God's salvation. So that's why he brought his korbanos. And that's a more lasting type of faith or type of, you know, belief in God. So that's the idea of the Radak. And he's not the only Rishon that maintains this. If you look at the Metudas David, he says the same thing about the story. If you look at number 5, he says, Mishamrem Hevle Shav, Heim Anshe Asfina. Those are the sailors. Hamishamrem Hevle Shav, Hu Avodas Kochavim. That's a reference to their Avodah Zarah. Yadati, I know, meaning Yonah is saying this, Sheheim Ya'azvu Chazdam, Velo Yekaimu Mash Nadru Be'es Tzara. I know that they're going to abandon the kindness, and they're not going to be Mekayim, that which they vowed to do in the time of their distress. So the Metudas David agrees with the Radak that the point of the story of the sailors is to teach you the opposite. That is not a genuine Yira. A Yira based on the emotions in a miracle is not a genuine Yira, but it's temporary and it will go away in the future. And that's the point of the story is to demonstrate that the Yira can be very powerful, but nevertheless it won't last if it's not based on an idea or knowledge and it's only based on that emotional high. Okay? All right. So really, I can end this year here, but go ahead.
Yonah was saying this idea because of his because he didn't want to say it in vain because he had like the same kind of idea that they would have fear and then they would do Teshuvah and it would be like lasting.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's saying as opposed to myself. That's exactly what he's saying. He's saying their fear was temporary and they will go back to their Avodah Zarah, but my fear and my belief in God, as opposed to them, is true. And it's based on Hakar Satov. Yeah.
So he said it regarding Nineveh or the sailors? I thought he said it regarding the sailors?
The sailors, yeah. The Radak and the Metudas David say that it's a reference to the sailors. Heim Anshe Asfina, the Metudas David says. And the Radak says the same thing. So he's talking about the sailors.
I was thinking that he can also like apply it to justify his actions regarding Nineveh.
It could be, but okay, yeah, it's possible. But just from the pshat of the Metzus Dov and the Radak, they're definitely focusing on the Anshe Asfina, for sure. Okay, so that's one approach to the story of the sailors. But I want to give you a different possibility. We have Rashi. Rashi gives a totally different answer to the nature of the year of the sailors. And as opposed to the Radak and the Metzus Dov and you'd think the Rambam, he says that it was genuine. If you look at Rashi, number 6, on Yonah Parak Beis, it's the same Pasuk test. He says, Chazdam Yazovu, Yiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the year of Hashem, Shekol Chazdam Betovasam Mi'ito Yazovu, Aval Ani Eini Chen, Ela Bekol Toda Ezbecholocha, Kein Tergum Yonason. Okay? So he's just contrasting himself again with other people who have Yira. But this is the key. He says, Upirkei DeRabbi Elazar, in Pirkei de Rav Elazar, Darshu, there's a drash, Klape Hamalachim. It's a reference to the sailors. She'azvu chazdam shayu meitivin la'akum v'nizgayru. So he says the opposite, that they abandoned the kindness that they attributed to the Avodah Zarah, and instead, they're misgayer. They're legitimately converts. Okay, so Rashi says the opposite of the Radak and the Metudas David. He says that really their Yira was a genuine Yira. And in fact, at the end of the story, when it says that there was a great Yira and then there were Nadr Nadarim, it means that they were actually Mizgayer. And he's basing it on the Pirkei de Rav Elazar. If we go through the story, the Rashis in the first Perek, he actually makes reference to the Pirkei de Rav Elazar again. So let's look at all the Rashis in number 7. He says, Hamalachim b'nei Adam hamanhigim es asvina. So who were they? They were the sailors. Ish el Elohav. So this is before, when they were scared, they prayed to their own gods. Min shivim umos shel akum hayushom. They were of the 70 nations of non-Jewish nations. Lechu v'napila gorlos. They decide to make the lottery. Ro'im ayushar sfinos holchos b'yam b'shalom v'shelahem mishtaberes. Amru b'shvil echad mimenu hukein matzinu b'perkei de Rav Elazar. So there's another quote from Perkei de Rav Elazar. Why did they decide to use the Gorolos, which was one of the questions earlier? Because they saw that all the Sfinos were traveling normally, and only their Sfina alone was being hit by the storm. So they used the Gorolos because of that, because they saw this. So they knew that it wasn't an accident, and that it wasn't just a regular storm, but it was clear to them that this was Hashgacha. There was something divine here. Okay, Vayachderu ha'anashim. So they ended up trying to go back. Yiguv asku kechoser b'machteres. It's like they were digging a hole. And then at the end, they say, "B'nefesh ha'ish hazeh, b'avon shenishlach yad b'nafsho, vayidru nedarim, she is gairu." They end up being misgair. They end up converting. Okay? So we see from Rashi, all I wanted to show you from Rashi is that he's quoting the Pirkei Dei Rav Elazar. He doesn't really tell you or explain to you why their Yira was a true Yira. And we have to explain that. We have to answer that question because the Yira seemed to be based on the miracle. It's the same question that the Rambam, that we had based on the Rambam. But Rashi seems to say that the Yira was genuine and so much so that it caused them to be misgair. And he brings down this idea in Pirkei Dei Rav Elazar. How did they know that this was Hashgacha? Because only their boat was hit by the storm, but all the other boats surrounding them were fine. They were traveling fine. So we have to understand how that plays into the whole story and the whole idea of Rashi, that concept, that all the boats were traveling fine and their boat was hit by the storm. Okay, I think we should do the Pirkei Dei Rav Elazar, and then we'll give a broad svara to explain a broad idea or theory to explain how their Yira was a genuine Yira. Okay? All right, so look at number 9, Pirkei Dei Rav Elazar. It says Rav Shimon Omer, Lo kiblu anashim aleihem l'hashlich yona liyam, v'pilu goralos aleihem v'nafa goral al yona. They really didn't want to throw Yona into the sea. And they created this whole lottery system. Ma'asu notlu kol hakelim asher ba'aniya v'shlichu osam liyam l'hakel me'aleihem b'lo ho'ilu me'uma. They ended up throwing over all the heavy kalim, but it didn't help. Bikshu lachzor liyabasha v'lo yacholu. They try to go back to the land, but they weren't able to. Ma'asu, what do? Notlu es Yona v'omdu al gabei asfina v'omru. They took Yona and they stood at the edge of the boat and they said, Elokei olam Hashem, the God of the universe, Hashem, al titein aleinu dam naki. Do not blame us for killing this innocent blood. She'ein anu yodin ma tivo shel ish zeh. We don't know his nature. Hu omer befiv bishvilo ba'a hatzara hazos aleinu. He himself is admitting that he is the cause of this tzara. Hitilu oso ad arkevosa v'amad hayam mizapo. So they ended up putting him in up to, I think, his knees, and the sea stopped. Lachu osan etzlan. Then they brought him back into the boat. V'ayam haya holech v'sor aleihem. And then the storm was really bad again. Hitilu oso ad savaro. Then they put him into the sea up to his neck. V'amad hayam mizapo. And the storm stopped. Lachu osan etzlan. V'ayam holech v'sor aleihem. Ad shetilu kulo liyam. So it ended up happening again, so they ended up throwing him in. They had no choice. Umiyad shasa kayam mizafo, and then the yam, the sea, stopped and it quieted down. Shnemar vayisu as Yona vayitilu el hayom. Okay, another strange story. We're going to put all the stories together at the end of this year, but another strange story, that it wasn't just that they threw him in, but they tested it out. And they put him in a little bit, and then it stopped, and then they took him back on the boat, and it started up again. Then they put him further into the sea, and it started and it stopped, and then they took him out, and it started up again. Finally, they had no choice, and they threw him in. So it's a strange story. Why does the Medrash, or why does Pirkei Dei Rav Elazar have to mention the sequence that they put him in a little bit, and then they took him out? Just why is that important, or what idea can we gain from the fact that there was this gradual putting him in and taking him out? Okay, and we'll try to explain that at the end of this year. And one more thing, one more Pirkei Dei Rav Elazar, and then we'll get to the answer. If you look at number 10 also, it says Miyad Remez Hakadosh Baruch Hu, sorry, Haboria Olam Medag Vehekias Yona Liabasha. I think that's how you read it. Yeah. So Hashem said to the, or Hashem made a reference to the dog, and it spit Yona out. Shenemar Vayomer Hashem Ledag Vayakeas Yona. Vahamalachim, the sailors row as Kola Osos Zehanisim Vaneflos Hagedolim Shaasa Haboria Olam Im Yona. They saw all the great miracles. V'amdu v'shlichu ish es Elohav. They threw all their statues into the sea. Shenemar mishamrim havle shav chazdam yazovu. V'chazru liyafo. They went back to Yafo. V'alu liyerushalayim. They went to Yerushalayim. Umalu es b'sar lasam. They did mila to themselves. Shenemar, as it says, v'yiru anashim yira gedola es Hashem v'yizbichu zevach l'Hashem. It says that they had a great fear and they brought korbanos. V'chi zavchu zevach. Could they bring korbanos? Elezed dam bris mila shu kidam zevach. It's a reference to the blood of mila, which is like the blood of a korban. V'nadru ish lahavias bana ves kol hashalo le'elokei yona v'nadru v'shalmu. They fulfilled all their vows. Va'aleim hu'omer alagirim gerei tzedek. Again, the Pirkei Dei Rav Elazar seems to indicate that the sailors had a genuine fear of God, and so much so that they did mila, and they were misgayer, and they believed in God fully. and there was no doubt in their minds. So what's the difference? How do we approach Rashi? How do we explain the idea in Rashi that they were able to have this full, complete belief in God, but yet it seems like from the story that the basis of their belief was the miracle itself? Okay, that's the basic question. So let's look back in the story. We'll try to answer all the questions and put everything together for the end of this year. So we look back in the Psukim in number one, in source number one. It says in Hey, and I bolded it, Vayiro Malachim Vayizaku Ish El Eloha Vayilu Esakelim Asher Ba'on Yala Yom Lahakel Me'alehem Biyona Yorad El Yarkusei Asfina Vayishka Vayiradem. So at that point in time, the Psukim are telling us that the year of the Malachim was a fear of danger, and they screamed out to their God. So they were definitely Avodah Zarah, over the Avodah Zarah at that point. Okay, and when does it change? It changed in Tess. Sorry, in Ches. If you look in Ches, they ask Yonah, who are you and where do you come from? And in Tess, he says, Vayomra alehem ivri anochi, ves Hashem elokei ha-shamayim, ani yare, asher asa es hayom, ves hayabasha. He says, I'm an ivri, and I fear Hashem, the God of the heavens, and he created the yom and the yabasha. And then in Yud, in Pasuk Yud, it says, Vayiru anashim yira gedola. All of a sudden, their belief system changed. Vayomra elov mazosa sisa, so how do you explain that? How does that make sense? They were over the Avodah Zarah. They asked Yonah who he was. He says, I am Yonah, and I fear the God of the heavens who created the universe, who created the sea and the land. And then all of a sudden, they have this great year of Hashem, and they say, you know, how could you have done this? You escaped from God. Right before this, they're over the Avodah Zarah. And all of a sudden, their whole entire belief system changed. So what happened? How do you explain that in the Psukim, according to Rashi? Okay? That's the question. Anybody have an answer? Possibility? It's a tough question. So I think the answer is that they didn't just reject. You see from the Yira of the Anashim in Yud, they didn't just reject the God of Yonah. They didn't say, oh, we believe in our gods and your God is, you know, your God is nothing. No, it seems to me that you'd have to say that they did believe in God. They believed in a God that created the universe. However, I would venture to say that they believed in a demigod system. They believed that God, the creator of the universe, doesn't deal with man. He doesn't have any interaction with the details of the universe or interaction with man. And there are all these sub-gods, there are these demigods that are in control of the universe. And if you pray to the particular God that's in control of this part of the universe or that part of the universe, then you can get things done. So what was so astonishing to the sailors, what was so astonishing is that they didn't believe that the God of the universe, the God who created the universe, could relate to man, to such a small being, such an insignificant being. And therefore, that's why they adopted their whole system of Avodah Zarah. And I think that's why they don't reject Yonah. I think that's a logical answer to explain why they don't reject Yonah once he says that, I fear God, the God. And that's why Yonah even says, why does he mention that God created the sea and the Yabasha? Because Yonah was saying that this isn't coming from a demigod, this is coming from the God of the universe. But once they realized that God, the God of the universe, could relate to man, that created a tremendous awe. Beforehand, they believed in gods that they could relate to, that they could identify with, and particular gods that controlled various aspects of the universe. But they didn't recognize the capability of the God of the universe as relating to man in particular, because they thought he's too abstract, he's too distant for man. He created the universe. But now Yonah's showing them that really the Hashgachas Hashem, which comes directly back to God, can relate to man in particular and even in the smallest sense. And that created a great year, a great fear of God. And I don't think the nace itself was what created the fear. I think it was the idea that God himself and his Hashgacha could relate to man, could relate to a small being like man. And you don't have to go through the demigods, the sub-gods. And you look and that's I think, the back and forth between Yonah and the Malachim, and that's why their Yira changed. It's not that they didn't believe in God. They did believe in God, but they didn't believe that God could relate to the details, and that's why they could have a Yira Gedola. It wasn't a complete change in their philosophy, but it was a new idea that emerged, and it initiated, you know, an awe, a tremendous awe. So what is the whole purpose of the Midrashim? That was one of the questions. What's the whole purpose of the Midrashim? The Midrash that they put him in a little bit and then they took him out, or the Midrash that they saw all the other boats around them that were traveling fine and their boats were in the storm. And then finally, at the end, they're in Misgaiar and they do Mila to themselves. Why is that significant? Because I think it shows you this idea, this concept, that they were struggling with the idea that a god could relate to man, such a small, insignificant being as man. But each time they put Yonah in and they took him out, they were testing the Hashgacha. They were trying to see how far Hashgacha extends to and how detail-oriented the Hashgacha is. And they saw that with every single particular movement and movement of Yonah, the Hashgacha could change. And that itself was... It bolstered and it supported this idea that even the smallest insignificant thing Hashgacha can relate to. So even just moving him a little bit into the sea, Hashgacha can relate to that, and taking him out, Hashgacha can relate to that. And that's why I think at the end also, finally, that I think that also explains, the boats, that their boat was singular and all the other boats were singularly affected by the storm, but the other boats were not. Because that's also a demonstration of the specialization of the Hashgacha, that Hashgacha can relate to one boat, and Hashgacha can relate to one Yachid, and Hashgacha can relate to even the Yachid's knees in the water, and the Yachid's Savar into the water. And even that can change the Hashgacha. And the fact that the details of the Hashgacha, which comes from the creator of the universe, can relate to such small aspects, was a big chiddush to them, and it demanded or it precipitated a tremendous awe, tremendous yira. And finally, they did Mila. They were Misgaiar. Why were they Misgaiar? Because they realized the idea of Mila is the idea of bris between man and God. If you look at number 11, it says, Zos brisi asher tishmeru beiniu beinechem uvein zaracha acharechem himol lachem kol zachar n'maltem es besar olaschem v'yalda os bris beiniu beinechem. The whole idea of Mila is that man and God have a relationship, and that God does relate to man. The God of the universe relates to man. And that's the idea that they did Mila. They saw that even that God, the creator of the universe, could relate to man, and they wanted to be a participant in that bris. They wanted to be a participant in that relationship. And that's what changed in the Yira of the Malachim. So we have a totally different approach to the whole story of the sailors from Rashi than the Radak and the Metzudas David. The Radak and the Metzudas David are focusing on the idea that their faith was based on the emotions of the miracle, and therefore, eventually, they would resort back to their Avodah Zarah. But Rashi gives a totally different shot. I think Rashi also, he's not saying that their belief was based on the miracle, the greatness of the miracle, because you have the same problem. A belief based on a miracle is not a complete belief. But rather, it was based on an idea that emerged from the miracle, which was that God, the God of the universe, which Yonah presents him as, can relate to even a small human being, could create to one yachid, and even on a very detail-oriented situation, Hashgacha can relate to that. And that was a chiddush. And once you recognize that the greatness of God and the vast, like the Rambam says about Yira, the vastness of God's universe and all the chachma, and you realize how small you are relative to that, it creates an awe. And that's what they realized. That was what their Yira was, that they were in the presence of God, and God related to them, but they're small in his eyes. And that was what the Yira was based on, so it was a genuine Yira, according to Rashi. So that's the difference in the stories. It's two diametrically opposed approaches to the fear of Hashem. Okay, anybody have any questions or thoughts on the Shir? Okay, so I guess it was clear. All right, so everybody have a Gemar Tov, and hopefully, I think next week I might want to give a Shir on Tuesday night. So I'll send out sheets, source sheets, and an email if anybody's interested. Okay?
Hey, Howie, thank you. It was beautiful.
Thanks. Have a good night.